What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mark Abilities Podcast, where we learn, develop, and grow our marketing tools every single podcast. And do I have a topic for you guys today?
Oh,
influencer marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And even when it comes in a really crazy form, like just yesterday, bless her heart, Britney Spears, right? She'll just go on a rant. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows where it's coming from. But in the middle of her rant, she goes, by the way, right now I'm spraying hairspray and or Bay hairspray smells amazing. And now all of a sudden, I mean, that little bit.
She wrote a big book too.
She did write a bit. Yeah. I mean, so I'm not the only one like gets sucked in. Okay.
No, man, everybody's back on that Britney wave.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So more specifically, I kind of wanted to talk about how it's been developing over the years. Okay. Right. So we've got, you know, I wouldn't say a few different generations, but like we definitely
have a lot of demographics
sitting here. So I don't know if you guys kind of want to talk about how it was for y'all, like maybe in like the early 2000s or the 90s, like with
Ed McMahon, baby. Selling like life insurance or Star Search. Well, he did Star Search,
right.
But he was also, I think, the first to do the, if you're elderly, you can pay $2 a day and have insurance, right? And then it went to a couple of the other celebrity football.
What year was that?
I wasn't there for that.
It's probably 80s. That might have been the 80s. I don't know, but it seems like it started with those guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I mean, there's always been celebrity marketing. Like,
well, that's forever. influencer marketing. Okay, so
that's probably been since the 1400s.
Who do you remember?
Since the 1400s. Dang, remember? Man, they got Christopher Columbus out there advertising for some deodorant or something.
Yeah, he had like Old Spice on the side of the boat.
Yeah, dude.
That's, I remember the Got Milk phase. So that's when I was in like elementary school.
Got
all
milk?
The Olympians and celebrities.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Milk.
That's right. I remember.
But
that.
I was really just thinking about how influencer marketing really is just a spin off of it. You know, when you're, if you think all the way back to say like I Love Lucy, how they would pause and then give a promo for a product. It's
they
just
would.
Developing,
yeah.
I think, along with what culture and society is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, especially during the C word COVID. Can I say COVID?
Yeah, well, we always it's just gloss right over that.
Oh, okay.
We call it the COVID Coves.
The COVID Coves. Okay. So during that time span, I think that's when influencer marketing definitely saw its biggest spike. Like it's always been present as we discussed, but I think when everyone was at home and bored. Yeah. I mean, think about the amount of reach that these YouTubers and these, you know, celebrities of any tier, like it could be a A-list, a B-list, a C-list. It doesn't matter. But like when people see Rob Gronkowski, like, you know, be like, this is my favorite. Protein.
We're not. Somebody's being arrested right now. You can't hear it in the studio.
But I'm pretty sure that's a fire truck.
They're coming for you. Uh-oh.
Lucas couldn't be here today.
Yeah, Lucas couldn't be here. wink, wink.
It's killing me. Is there a red circle on that screen on that camera in between? In the doorway.
Oh, dude, this is going to be a great blooper if we don't even have the cameras on.
Not in the middle of the screen.
Rob.
No, it's on one of the corners.
Rob.
Bottom left.
I see record.
Okay, right. Are we recording, everybody? Hopefully, hey.
I'm like 90% sure I hit record, but.
Do you want to walk and look? I mean, guys, look.
Well,
you think it's our first and not our
500. Yeah, just go look and see if REC is on there.
Can you watch 500 the camera?
Oh, if REC is on there?
Yes. Yeah, it's red REC.
All right, guys, we're going to see if we're broadcasting right now, actually recording for future broadcast.
Bottom left corner.
Hey, everybody. We're recording.
And then this one has a red square around it.
Amateur hour.
On the screen?
Okay. Yes. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to take a step out here and say that ahead of reading what Brittany said yesterday and when she talks about smell and appeals to the senses, she didn't even realize, you know, because everybody likes a good smelling hairspray, whatever. So now I'm tempted to go try it, but not necessarily because Britney Spears said, oh, I use it every day, blah, blah. She's like, you got to smell this. So it's the way she delivered it. Obviously, she's not being paid by Orbe to say that.
I mean, she could be.
No, trust.
She doesn't need it.
No. But what I'm saying is, I don't know that I'm as influenced by influencer marketing. Like,
you
just
see, everybody says that, but then you're like, you could be that you don't even know it. Because I've thought the same thing. I'm like, there's no way that
maybe.
I am influenced by this. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, maybe I am. And I'm influenced to not believe that I'm influenced.
Yeah, it's subconscious, I think. Anyway.
Inception.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
So I not mean, as much a leader-follower sort of culture where, you know, you've got your leaders and we're all followers and we're going to try it out or.
I mean, I wouldn't, that's kind of deep. I don't know if I would like go there, but like, I think that we look at someone who's found like great success in their lives, especially people with like clean records. Like we're not going to look at Bill Cosby sure. and be like, no Ooh. no one's going to hire him to promote like their product.
Not anymore.
Not today.
Not no. anymore. Maybe there was a time, but they want the clean people like LeBron, you know, or, you know,
right. People without Keanu a record. Reeves.
I almost said Tiger Woods, but then I backtracked a little bit.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
But yeah.
You know, America does love a good comeback story, though. So they I don't think you can blanket right. say that about everybody.
You're right.
That's because, true.
You take someone like a Britney Spears, who's like titled America's Sweetheart, you know, and that's been her kind of running theme. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're hitting on is very interesting because I think what's been the studies done about influencer marketing is it's the relationship that you feel you have with them.
Okay.
So you almost feel like this is my friend that I see every day and I get to see pieces of their lives and things like that. And it's the trust. So if they're like, oh, you know, my name is Wyatt and I just found this really awesome drink that I'm trying. Yeah. And
it did, by the way, hop water.
Hop water, man.
I bought it a while ago.
But in your head, you're like, oh, well, you know, like I feel like I know him. I see it. I'll try it. I trust it.
Right. You know? Trust. Now, that's a good word because I remember for the longest time the makeup side of things where you had these just mega stars claiming to wear CoverGirl. It's like, come on, girl. You know you're going to that makeup counter and that foundation you're wearing is a little more than the $25 or $35 I'll find it at Walgreens stuff. But then they came out and there was a whole other campaign that they do, in fact, use it, or they use it for a moment, or they wouldn't put their name on it. So, again, can you trust it? Is it believable? Mm-hmm. And how does it impact you?
Yeah. I mean, look at back to what you were saying about like the makeup thing. Mm-hmm. I think that that's become even more so of a strategy by people. I think look at Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at what she's doing. I mean, people, like, if you put this on, you'll look just like me. And then everyone's like, oh, I'm going to look like, you know,
Well, Khloe looks like Kylie, because Kylie's the one that started the multi-gajillion dollar makeup industry with the big old lips and stuff.
Oh, my bad. I meant Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie's surpassed all the sisters now as far as wealth, I think. Yeah.
I don't pay attention to any of them.
Yeah.
Aren't there, like, nine of them or something?
Kylie's
an insane amount. Like, they just keep popping them out. I don't know.
Something like that. Okay, then. Yeah. But no, it is interesting, you know, in particular, if they're using it and they've gotten good results from it. And here's another theory. Okay, maybe it's another level of they try it before we buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing that will get me to buy something is if somebody, not necessarily somebody like famous or whatever, but if somebody has tried it and they give an honest review on it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm going to look at like 30 or 40 of those before I even buy the first pair of socks that I've been searching for 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, but...
you will do that. You will read 30 reviews for a pair of socks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I made the mistake and I bought a pair of socks without really looking into it. And I found out that there was like copper woven into them and it was supposed to like pull out some toxins in your body. And I'm like, first of all, those are going to end up in my socks. The toxins are now in my socks. But the texture of them was awful. I wanted to vomit when I put my socks on. I was like, nope, those are going right in the trash.
Oh.
It sounds like you're a consumer that like actually really cares about the product and like does the research and doesn't just trust what anybody says.
Yeah, no, I do a lot of research. Mm-hmm. Like I said, 45 minutes for socks and like I'll spend hours looking for like a backpack or
it's because you've been burned. You're a longtime consumer. Yeah. So if you've had a bad experience...
Or many bad experiences.
I get it. I get it. It's
Rob Kardashian has a line of socks, just saying.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mama Chris did that. I don't know that Rob's very involved. Do you think he is?
I didn't even know Rob Kardashian was a person.
I thought he was the forgotten brother.
No, but it is interesting. You know, if we look at, I mean, everything from, let's talk about this, from an insurance policy, which we all are confused for lack of a better term on that, you know, what do we need in the way of life insurance or health insurance?
And you can't ever get a straight answer.
No. And, you know, let's also, you have to keep top of mind that those people are being paid. But if you do a deeper dive, are they using it? Have they been a long time consumer? You know, are other people saying that it is what the influencer says that it is. But it is interesting to think about how long ago this started and where we are with it today.
Yeah. It's out of hand now, is what it is.
Man.
Yeah. If I'm being honest.
I don't really know if it's, out of hand. I think it speaks to just being an educated consumer. So perhaps it's more the fact that consumers, we've gotten a little bit lazy as far as put it in front of me and say it works. And I'm like, okay, it works.
Yeah.
You know, because if you go all the way back to critical thinking skills in school that you're taught, you'll need this someday. And it's like, just because you say this is the latest, greatest, is it though? Do I need to take the extra time like Rob and look into it?
I think Rob's rare in that though. I don't see a lot of people, especially like my age, that are gonna be like, okay, I really care about it, like what goes into this. I saw it on TV or whatever and it looks cool and I'm gonna buy it and it might not fit me, it might shrink in my dryer, like I don't really care. But I guess
Talking about the consumers that are still tied to their parents' pocketbooks, or who are you talking about?
I'm talking about
because you burn enough cash. I'm not going to be so easily swayed or persuaded.
She's going to ask for a report.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But here's what you're also mentioning, and maybe we were going down this path. The movies. Can I just watch a movie without you having to place a product in front of me now? Because it really catches my attention, you know?
Right.
I mean, Coke was probably one of the first, some of the big ones, you know, if it was just even a mural on a building. But now, man, they have a scene written in where swallows the Dr. Pepper or whatever it is, you know, facing camera.
And it's all very intentional.
It's
like,
too much.
Everybody's so, like, nonchalant about it. But it's like, I remember we were watching... Was it The Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
I remember we watched it in theaters and you saw Quicksilver or whatever. I think that's the superhero's name. But he reached in the locker and he put on a pair of like Adidas cleats.
Too much.
My mom noticed it and she was like, that was great marketing. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like 10.
So I'm a filmmaker and this is why I feel like I suffer from imposter syndrome, because I'll watch these movies and somebody be like, bro, did you see that shot? I'd be like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, they had this cool, really dolly shot or whatever. They're, you know, this cool drone shot or crane shot. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't. I mean, I noticed it was a cool shot, but I didn't even think about how it was made. Cause I've gotten to a point where I get so involved in the story.
You're not talking about a Michael Bay film then, because you'll notice it
when
the thing flies over your head.
So in Michael, that was one of the examples I was going to give, is in Michael Bay films, especially Transformers, so many people were like, oh, it's just a Chevy commercial, like the whole thing. I literally did not notice what brand the cars were until somebody pointed that out to me. I'm like, because I don't look for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was his use of the product.
I guess that failed, you know what I'm saying? That was I guess it comes down to like how like glued to the scene that people are. Cause if you're just kind of watching it, like not really like absorbing it, then like you can't really, you're not going to notice that Bumblebee's like a Chevy Camaro, you know?
I never noticed that.
I did notice that.
I noticed he was a Camaro, but then I didn't notice that all the other ones were also Chevy.
Yeah. Oh man. I didn't even.
How much did Chevy pay for that?
Probably a lot, because Transformers cost like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
They did good in the box office.
What if Transformers were born just to promote Chevy? Chevy's genius.
Transformers aren't real, Angie. They weren't actually born.
What?
Why'd you have to crush your dreams, man?
Sorry, somebody had to.
Ronnie, have you seen the Transformers?
I have, but now I like...
You want to go back and watch them all.
I'm very uneducated on this, apparently. Yeah, like, can you talk about X-Men or like the Hunger Games?
There you go. So now it's not, you know, now we have to wonder if it's origin or association marketing versus influencer marketing. We're just seeing it, and by seeing it, you think you need it. But, you know, okay, here's a case in point. Let's drive a little bit further here. See how I did that? With the Chevy, you see.
That was
where's
good.
That button?
Okay. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, good job! You had it, dude.
We have a soundboard.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh my god!
Okay,
it was turned down, so I don't know if that's going to be recorded or not.
Proof in performance, guys. Super Bowl marketing. Those products. You know, people ask, is it worth the multi-millions of dollars that you spend? Yes,
I think so. Yeah,
their sales will.
Yeah, they probably make
go
that back
through
in
the roof. Mm-hmm. No doubt, it's been proven time and time and time again. And the artists that they choose, you know, to perform at the Super Bowl—that's by no accident. And their downloads and streams and their product pushes and things just multiply after that appearance. So, Yeah. It's got some weight.
I'll tell you what, though, the best way to get me to buy something is for me to see it in your home or whatever. Because, like, I was watching a YouTube video and I saw a guy had a water cooler, like one of the floor ones that, like, has the bottle at the bottom and it pumps the water up to the top and cools it off. I was like, you can have those in your house? Because the only place I'd ever seen them was in, like, doctor's offices and stuff.
Nice.
So I was like, all right, cool. So I went and looked and I bought one just because I wanted one. So nobody had to sell it to me. I just saw it in somebody's house on a YouTube video.
Aren't you speaking of like influencer marketing?
That's right.
Because that's exactly what they're doing.
But I don't think he was marketing it though. I'm sure he.
No, but he was though. It was so intentional. But like
intentional.
But like now that you
don't notice. Right.
Yeah, literally. Because like
that's why I said like at the beginning. Maybe we are influenced by it and we don't know it.
Well, I mean, you probably trust it more if it's more of like a genuine like. Okay, like that's just a random scene. It wasn't like, hey, drink this, do that. Whatever.
No, it was just in the background. Wasn't
no call to action. No. Just like, hey,
just
man,
in his background.
I got this really cool thing behind me, and it's that's totally right. unintentional. It's, and it's just in my house chilling, you know?
Yeah, like, he didn't mention it or anything. It was just there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you can have those in your house.
Yeah.
So that's the twist that's happening with influencer marketing. There's a report that just came out that was talking about how. These days, everyone is so saturated with just media. That
too much.
It's too much for all generations. We're tired of it. And so that's why if you're noticing, if you follow any sort of influencer marketing, they've deviated to more organic feeling things. It's not highly produced. It's more just me at home working. But like you said, you might see that in the background.
Oh, so yeah. You're like,
marketing
is
very interesting. It's always shifting. But it, you know, like we started with taking the old, making it translate to the new.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've even got a case study, if you will. We've developed a marketing campaign for a brand new product, right? Nothing like it out there at all.
Right.
And I can say at Growing Media Marketing, we looked at it, we analyzed it, we had it on our TV show, The Spiel, first. I mean, we really, I think, as far as content creators go, we're pretty moral in that regard that we're not going to put together a commercial and make claims if it's not really there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not there. So actually, he started by proving it to us, and now we're proving it to the market. But man, it's a journey because, especially when you're bringing a new idea to market.
So yeah, especially something that doesn't, it's not only that it doesn't exist, but like there's nothing similar.
Right. Keywords, which is so important now. So when you do your searches, chillware. No. Okay. See, that was a little plug right there.
We need to go get it and put it right here and have our snacks in it.
Exactly. No, that'd be, that'd be more organic.
It's coming. You know? It's coming to the next podcast, no doubt. But, you know, that's something to think about. Where do you put your money? Do you put your product in the hands of somebody famous, or is it better utilized with quality production? Like Growing Media, and then placed digitally, socially, and mainstream. I don't know. Where do you start? I think it always starts with a good video, the introductory video, or does it? I don't know.
And a step even before that you mentioned, I think it starts with just having that trust you can put in whoever's going to market. That's your dream. That's your investment. And
that's right.
Like you were saying, there's a lot of thought that went into it, you know, videos versus social media versus what about this, all the comparisons versus, you know, how many of those, if you just scroll through any, reel, that's like, do this and you'll have 1 million followers by the end of the month.
Right.
You know, I skip just past like, those immediately. Oh, exactly. My gosh.
Because everybody's actually promising does it. Take time and planning. Yes. And like you always say, we pivot. So if we're seeing a funnel that's not really catching on, well, let's look at it. Here's why.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because and if you're watching and you can help us out with this, you know, who will benefit from chillware? Chillware is designed to do what Crock-Pot has done for years and kept your food hot. Well, now you can keep it cold. You don't have to worry about serving someone something that is spoiled. We immediately thought of those big church potlucks, you know, and the big family picnics and just those places that you've taken dishes, pool parties, wherever. And you're like, man, I hope it's not in the sun too long because it can really start to make, you know, and then I don't want my dish to make people sick. Well, he invented this now because he got tired of lugging ice into all those perishables. And now he created chillware so it would keep those foods cold.
That's a really good idea.
It's a great idea.
That's an excellent idea.
But it's tough to find our market. So we need you to carry around a chillware and be the influencer.
Hey, you know what? I think I might buy one.
Already bought one. You didn't realize. It's in the household. We just got to pull it out now that the weather's warming up.
What if we made chillware into a transformer?
Oh.
Don't look at me.
Full circle moment.
There he right is. And we happen to have a guy here who can do that. He can
I'll just disappear
like
for the next 4 weeks.
But no, however you choose to market, and we're not going to say that one way is the right way versus another way, but it, we like to do a deep dive here on the podcast and just take a look at things that we're using to educate or to help you guys who may be out there either with your own business now or thinking about starting a business. So we advise you to come back because you don't know what we're going to talk about next.
I don't
we don't know what we're going to talk about next.
Who are we?
Made the plot like 10 minutes before this episode. So,
all right, you know. Guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Find us, growingmediamarketing.com. And I think there's a bunch of marketabilities podcasts out there on YouTube. So do a search. Okay? Bye.
Bye. Bye.